GOP wraps up tax plan.
A giant tax cut for Christmas.
Kentucky lawmaker under fire takes his own life.
Someone saw his post on social media and alerted law enforcement.
The Great Divide on FCC's internet move.
The ability to slow down everybody else that doesn't pay a premium.
That's just not the case.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 11 shopping days till Christmas, and congressional Republicans say they've come up with the gift President Trump has wanted. A final tax overhaul bill formed from two separate ones passed in the House and Senate. CBS's Nancy Cordes says there are generous cuts for corporations and the wealthy.
The combined bill would eliminate Obamacare's health insurance mandate, double the standard deduction, and allow taxpayers to deduct a combined $10,000 from state and local income taxes and property taxes. It would also lower individual tax rates, bringing the top rate down from 39.6% to 37%. Corporations would see their tax rates drop from 35% to as low as 21%.
Not part of the tax bill discussion right now is Arizona Senator John McCain. He's hospitalized in Washington, battling side effects related to his brain cancer treatment. And Democrats are calling for a delay in the final vote until newly elected Alabama Senator Doug Jones is sworn in next month. Republicans vow to press ahead. The man Jones defeated is not going quietly. Republican Roy Moore, accused of sexual misconduct with teenage girls decades ago, released a video to his supporters.
This election was tainted by over $50 million from outside groups who want to retain power in their own corrupt ideology.
More than 22,000 write-in votes were cast in Alabama, more than the margin of difference between the two candidates. In Kentucky, Dan Johnson, a state Republican lawmaker accused of sexual assault, is dead. An apparent suicide, says CBS's Mark Strassman.
About 2 hours before his death, Johnson wrote, "The accusations are false. PTSD is a sickness that will take my life. I cannot handle it any longer." On Monday, the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting published an article alleging that in 2013, Johnson molested a then 17-year-old girl from his church at a New Year's party. Johnson denied the account during a sermon Tuesday and refused to resign.
This allegation absolutely has no merit.
An autopsy is planned for this morning. Harvey Weinstein's people deny new and vivid claims from actress Salma Hayek. CBS's Bianca Rodriguez says the Hollywood star has joined dozens of other women who've made sexual abuse allegations against the former movie Kingpin.
In a New York Times op-ed, Hayek revealed, "For years, he was my monster." The actress said she said no to Weinstein's requests for massages, showers, and sex. But her refusals drew Weinstein's rage. During one outburst, Hayek says Weinstein threatened, "I will kill you. Don't think I can't."
PBS says it suspended distribution of Tavis Smiley's talk show after what's described as multiple credible allegations of misconduct. Smiley says PBS did not identify his accusers when network officials spoke with him.
"It is clear that this has gone too far, and I, for one, intend to fight back. PBS overreacted, and they launched a sloppy investigation."
The New York Times reports at least three women now say entertainment mogul Russell Simmons raped them. Simmons has denied raping anyone, but last month removed himself from his business interests. And filmmaker Morgan Spurlock says on Twitter he is part of the problem. He confessed to sexual harassment, infidelity, and said a woman accused him of rape in college. Today, the FCC will sweep away rules that guaranteed equal access to the internet. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, those rules guarantee access to all websites, but FCC Chair Ajit Pai says they're unnecessary. Broadband providers say overturning them will let them invest to improve service, but critics are skeptical. Internet Infrastructure Coalition head Christian Dawson via Skype.
"The little guy is our chief concern in this."
Pennsylvania State Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
"Without it, then big companies can decide what content you're going to get at a certain speed and what content you're going to get, say, at a slower speed."
He and 17 other state attorneys general want a delay because of allegedly fake public comments posted in favor of overturning the rules. Steve?
Disney is buying most of film giant 21st Century Fox in a more than $52 billion deal. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
"What Disney will get is the ownership of the Fox TV studios, the Fox movie studios, including those amazing brands like Avatar or X-Men. Also gets an interest in Hulu, Fox will retain the news network, Fox News Channel, Fox Business News, potentially folding it in under the News Corp umbrella, which owns the Wall Street Journal.
On TV, Donald Trump fired Omarosa on The Apprentice. Now, Omarosa Manigault Newman is gone from her role in the White House. CBS's Major Garrett says Chief of Staff John Kelly did the deed in a series of events that smack of something from a reality show.
Kelly informed Omarosa earlier this week that her time at the White House was over. She could stay until January 20th. Omarosa tried to renegotiate. Kelly rejected that. Sources tell us she then appealed to the president's daughter, Ivanka, who took no action. And then she went into the residence. That tripped alarms there. Then Kelly ordered her escorted off the property. Now, the Secret Service did deactivate Omarosa's White House pass.
On ABC's Good Morning America, she downplayed the drama.
If I had confronted John Kelly, who is a very formidable person, it would garner enough attention for anyone in the room to at least take a picture or a video or something.
Flags in Connecticut are at half staff today, 5 years after the mass murder at a school in Newtown.
We listened to the first news reports out of Newtown in disbelief.
There are multiple people dead at the shooting scene, including several children.
20 children, first graders, 6 educators killed in cold blood.
We just kept hearing the shots and shots and shots. It was a lot of them. I don't know how many, but lots.
In the 5 years since, schools are more secure. Emergency plans are in place. And mass killings keep getting deadlier. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
In Dallas, a 34-year-old mother is in jail. Police say she took her 8-year-old son to hospitals and health centers more than 300 times, and he underwent 13 major surgeries. And officials now believe he didn't have many of the symptoms she reported. Correspondent Cammie McCormick continues her reporting on the stepped-up U.S. effort to give forces in Afghanistan what they need to battle the Taliban.
7 months ago, these Afghans had only an old paper map to track their security force movements. They made phone calls as well.
What we've been able to do is actually modernize their platform by bringing up computer assets.
And they're now able to see civilian infrastructure before a strike is called in. Major Paul Rivera.
Here's all the hospitals, government buildings, mosques. So everything's been pre-mapped out. Something my team spent since we got here.
And as the effort continues to turn back Taliban gains.
This is basically the heartbeat of Helmand right now. These guys are able to battle track everything within the province and also to assist in coalition strikes and basically putting the fight to the enemy.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Helmand Province.
And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.